I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
How important is that to you, and how important is it to you your first year?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's very important. I told you guys too, this offense would be explosive. I think we've shown that all year. You can't thank the guys up front. And George, too, gets thrown in there because he does a lot of the dirty work. They did a great job today, and it showed. They protected well, they ran block well, and it was a complete game by them.
About how meaningful this game could be for you guys, but also for them. That there have been disappointments with chances to win a division or a conference title. That coming out here and playing well at home, how important that could be for this team and this program.
I mean, everyone knows how big of a game this was. No one needed anyone to say that to them or relay that message. I'm pretty sure it was well understood by all of us. We've had this one game at a time focus. I think it's really paid off for us because, we come into every game, playing as hard as I've ever seen a team play, honestly. Every down, guys are flying around, putting their bodies on the line to win. And, I think it's a special group because we're playing for each other right now. I was talking to Brian O'Neill throughout the game. I saw James before the game. They were all pumped up. They just said great job and keep it rolling. So.
How much easier does it make your job to have two running backs like Darren Hall and Quad Jones?
Very easy. You feel good having those guys next to you. I've said that, like I said before in training camp, I said that, we have a two-headed monster. I think they've shown it. Two of the best backs in the country, no doubt.
How much more comfortable with the offense now than you were in week one?
A lot more. I think as the season's gone on, I've gotten more and more comfortable. Being a sophomore, I don't feel like a sophomore, but really starting this season, I only had one game of starting under my belt, but it felt like I had a whole season. I think it's shown, obviously, the more you see things, the more comfortable you see it, the next time around. So I think as the season progresses, I'll just keep improving.
You mentioned about the two backs, but they're kind of known as bruisers. What was it like to see them break so many long ones?
We've seen that before this year, too. Quadri's run, the last one, I saw him size him up for a stiff arm. I was getting ready for it. I kind of prepped myself for it. I was going nuts for him because that was an unbelievable play. But they have breakout potential. They've shown it all year.
Kenny, in a lot of clubs, we get two guys that play the same position at the same year. And Quadri and Darren have spent basically their whole career sort of 1-2, 1-2. And it doesn't seem to have. They're so tight despite having that sort of rivalry. What kind of tone is that set for this group?
Like I said before, honestly, you're playing for each other right now. Something Books told us before the game that, this team's special because that's what's happening right now. No one cares who gets the credit. No one cares, who's in the spotlight. No one really cares. All we care about is winning. So like we've been doing these past 3 weeks, as, we move on, it's just every game is find a way. Whatever we have to do to win, that's what we're going to do. So, we're playing for each other right now. It's special. I did a great job. Did a great job in the pass protection. Huge improvement from last week. And then, obviously, every week they run block great. I think they're the best run blocking line in the country, honestly. They've shown it every single game. They've come and they've shown up and they put on. Every team, I think they say after we play them that they're the toughest line they've ever played because of just how physical they are. So that's a testament to them and Coach Borbs.
Kenny, that was the best first half you've had since the season opener this year. What was that like for you to kind of find that groove, and how much does that help you given the ups and downs you've had this season?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the game of football. Not everything's going to be great. There's going to be times where you got to get through the rough patches, and I have great teammates that help you out with that. But talking with the receivers this week, we thought we could do some damage, having big plays, and we did. They did a great job of getting open the line, pass blocks, phenomenal. That was the complete play I'm talking about in terms of receivers running the right routes on time, line blocking, and me finishing with the ball. So that's what it looks like when it all comes together.
They shut your running game down pretty well last year. Was there a feeling that you were going to have to come out and show some success in the passing game to keep them honest?
No, not really. I mean, you want to come out and be balanced all the time. You know, second half, I think I only threw one pass because they couldn't stop the run. So why throw when you're getting 30-yard clips? I mean, I know they definitely whooped us in time possession the second half, but there's nothing we could do about it because we're scoring, like, on the second play of the drive. So you want to help the defense out, but I like scoring, so I'll keep the touchdowns going. Yeah, I mean, we had some explosive early on in the passing game. I think that definitely loosened them up, and that's when we started making make a hay running the ball.
I think there's really only been one game in this season, Kenny, where Quandre or Darren, you know, did that pretty strong game. As a quarterback, how reassuring is that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I kind of answered a question similar earlier. Those are two of the best backs in the country, no doubt. And then you add that with the line that we have, and you know they're a dangerous group, and you feel real good having them two next to you or behind you in the backfield. I think we were real balanced today. You know, we caught them lacking in the passing game. Had some explosives, which obviously helped the run game out a bunch, and then that got going. And we really didn't look back from there. We were scoring at will, really. Whatever we wanted, we got. So it was a good day.
Is there anything very sweet with the game like this? I know four of your starting line, your seniors quite a bit there, but you know, as emotional of a day as this, is very sweet of
it? Right now it's all sweet because we're winning and we're rolling. So, but obviously, you know, it's the last home game with those guys, so that's the bittersweet part of it. But I'm just enjoying every moment of this ride that we're on right now. You know, I'm going to keep leading the way I lead and do my job and move the offense. You know, be on my screws in the check game, the pass game, do whatever I have to do to help this team win. So, yeah, absolutely. But we have more games left to play, so we're focused on that.
Kenny, how did you guys? I mean, after the UCF game, it's 2-3.
I mean, we're not playing no, you know, slops of teams. They're legit teams. They're good teams. You know, sometimes that's going to happen. We took Notre Dame down to the wire at their place. It's football. It is what it is. You know, you're going to be playing some good teams. That could happen. The good thing about this team is we didn't, you know, question ourselves one bit. We had a lot. You know, we have a ton of fight in us. We fight to the last play of every game, no matter what the score is. And, you know, I know everyone wanted to jump ship after that game, but we had, you know, there was no doubts in our mind, and we showed it with our play and how confident we are in each other. So.
I know you still have bigger balls to play for, but does getting ball eligible and guaranteeing that 13th game mean something to
them? Oh, yeah, it absolutely means something. But, you know, I feel like that's got to be an obvious expectation to have, which is what we had coming into this season. Wish we got it sooner, but we got it, and you know, all of our goals are still in reach, and that's the main thing. And you know, we're just locked in. Now it's Wake Forest, and we're not worried about anything else but Wake Forest.
Do you feel like this is a statement win, though, considering how you guys think the rest of the ACC sees Pitt football?
I mean, I feel like the rest of the ACC should respect us. We've shown that, and I feel like everyone does respect us. I don't question that. I wouldn't call it a statement win. I think it's just a solid win for us that we're going to build off of, like we build off every win. Take the positives, you know, learn from the negatives, and move on to the next one and stay locked in on that one.
Kenny,